brought to you by the Every Dollar app. Start budgeting for free today.
Hi, George. Hi, John. Just calling in. I'm 35, and I'm kind of feeling like I failed as a father, and just trying to make sure that I'm, mostly because I'm trying to save for a home, and this house market environment's pretty rough, so I just want to make sure I'm on the right track.
What happened, man? That's a pretty
I'm fighting words right there.
Well, yeah, it's a tough judgment you've cast on yourself. Where's that come from?
I didn't grow up with a, I grew up with a broke family, and so we had a lot of broke mentality, and so it wasn't recently until I found this show a few months back where I was like, oh my gosh, I'm old and now I got to start from scratch, and so I'm debt free, so thank goodness for that.
That makes John elderly then, if 35 is old. Goodness, he's geriatric.
Hey, so, but you said you failed your family, man. Like, why do you think that? Why would you even say those words out loud?
I don't know. I just want to make sure that they're safe and they're set up financially. And I feel like I'm not going to be able to help them in the future because I'm starting at an older age. And so,
all right, let me tell you, you may have heard me. If you're new to the show, you may not have heard this story. My mom was not allowed to go to college for cultural reasons, okay? For religious reasons. And so at the age of 42, my dad was always encouraging her. He was just a policeman. And he was always encouraging her and encouraging her and encouraging her. At the age of 42, she took her first community college class. And then the next year, she took another class. Next year, she took another class. And she graduated with her PhD at 57. She got tenured as a professor at 63, I think, or 64. And then this past year, retired in her 70s after her last semester at Oxford, teaching in Oxford, okay? Why do I tell you that? The job part, cool. The extra income for my family growing up, cool. That's all fine. But me, in my mid-40s now, you know what I got? I got a ringside seat to watching a gangster of a mom change everything in her early 40s. And I got to watch her grind and get after it. And I remember her putting the laundry detergent on the washing machine and saying, you're in seventh grade now, brother. You're sixth grade. You're doing your own laundry because I don't have time. And I was like, oh, this is so unfair. Yeah, right. It was amazing that she put that on me at that age. So I had to learn how it all works. And so you are casting a judgment on yourself based on a number. And I hate that about our culture, that we answer the question, what are you worth, with a number. It should never be cast. That's a terrible metric for the question, what are you worth? But what you're giving your family right now is a dad at 35, the light came on. You now have a new path that's going to be different than the one you grew up with. And they're going to watch their old man scratch and claw. And you are going to take them to a new level, both financially, because you're going to do that. You already don't owe any money, man. So you're on a path. But more than that, they're going to be able to go to college. They're going to go out of school. They're going to go work because they have a picture of what that looks like. And that was dad when he said, no more. I'm changing everything. You are changing your family legacy over and beyond a dollar amount. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does your family have it better now than you had it growing up?
I guess I could say yeah.
Yes, they do.
I don't know in what category that could be considered a failure. And so unless someone else used those words against you, I think we need to drop that and go, what is next for me?
Do you think you're a failure just because you don't have a house? You have not purchased a home? Y'all are renting?
Yeah.
Are you not where you want to be with your career? Are there other factors at play here? Or is this really just about home ownership, and you saw that as a status symbol to own a home at a young age?
It's mostly just home status symbol, and there's a lot of voices that happen.
Yeah, get off Instagram, brother. You're doing real good, man. What do you do for a living?
I'm in software engineering.
What do you make?
$90K.
How many kids you got?
Three.
Okay.
And is your wife working outside the home?
No, we're homeschooling.
Okay, cool. So what is your next financial goal? Do you guys have the emergency fund fully funded?
emergency fund is fully funded. Next goal is to just put at least 20% of our take home into a savings so we can just save up for a 20% down payment.
I love it. And you guys are both on board with the timeline for that?
More so her than me. I'm more on the mind of I would like this in a couple years, but it's going to take at least 5.
So 5 years to save up a down payment to do this the right way with peace.
Yeah.
I think you can do it faster than that.
That's considering you're not going to make any more money over the next 5 years, which I think in software engineering would be an insane assumption.
Yeah, I just got a raise, and so I'm hoping that it will go up further down the future.
And as a software engineer, can you not do stuff on Saturdays and Sundays? That's going to take time from your family, it's true, but if it gives you 3 years of your life back and gets you in the home that you want, it's going to give you some peace, that's worth every penny of it.
That's a good point. I could look up some
You also live in a very high cost of living area, right?
Yeah.
Do you guys have roots there, or are you open to moving so you can have this home ownership dream sooner?
That's still in discussions with what me and my wife are wanting to figure out.
Okay.
Am I crazy? Is there something else besides just owning a home? I hear in your voice a defeated guy.
I don't know. That's a good question.
I'm confused because you're debt-free with an emergency fund. You have a down payment goal. You have this amazing family. You live in a great area, and it feels like you're like, I haven't made it.
Well, we're living in a pretty tiny spot. We're in a condo, and we're kind of squished enough as it is. And I've been frustrated for a while in terms of where we're living, and just I just want something better for the kids. I want a house where they can roam around in the backyard and play. And
can you go rent a place?
I look at this place and it's a little pricey.
Okay.
For the renting, I wouldn't be able to do more than I wouldn't make the 25% in terms of how much I should be spending on my home.
Maybe you move. I mean, software engineering, there's a lot of remote positions. Maybe you move. And are you working where you have to commute in every day?
I work from home, so I could.
So she homeschools, you work from home. It sounds like a pretty flexible scenario.
Let me say this, dude. You are Project X. George and I are hearing this all over the country of people who have good jobs, are living the life they want to live, except that the town they live in, the city they live in, has suddenly gotten so expensive they can't live there. And like millions and millions and millions of people before, all of us, we have to make a decision. Are we going to stay here and contract our dreams to we're just going to live in a condo, or are we going to change zip codes? We don't want to, but this is reality so that we can have the life that we want. And I think that's where you are. Because it sounds like you're living in Salt Lake City for some sort of it's just this, I don't want to say fantasy, but it's like, we live in the city. And it's like, yeah, but that city's costing you your soul, man. I can hear it on the phone. Just doesn't sound like it's worth it.
Are the kids actively talking to you saying, Dad, we're miserable, we want a yard?
No.
No.
They're actually pretty happy.
Yeah.
They just want Dad. They just want to hang out, and they'll play with a cardboard box. And so I think this has more to do with you than anything else in the picture.
Do me a favor, brother. Hang on the line. I'm going to give you 3 free months with my friends at BetterHelp. I want you to talk to somebody because I'm convinced there's something beneath all of this that is you're just not happy. I want you to be alive in this amazing life you got, and it all feels kind of heavy and dark. I want you to talk to somebody. So hang on the line. I'm going to hook you up.
Create your free every dollar budget today, the simplest way to budget for your life.